Now, joining us, we have Chris. Chris is joining us from the Friends of Accounts on Aging. Okay. Chris is back. How are you, Chris?
I'm great. Thank you.
Right into the microphone.
I'm the treasurer of the Friends.
Okay.
And thanks for the opportunity to talk a little bit about the Friends. The Friends of the Kingston Council on Aging are a nonprofit 501c3 organization. And our purpose is to seek donations through memberships, fundraising events, sponsorships, gifts, to financially help the senior center. All donations, of course, are tax deductible. Our membership is open. Anybody interested? There isn't an age criteria to meet. Anybody who's interested in keeping the senior population active, healthy,
that's
social,
important,
and educated is welcome to join our group. A single membership is $10, and that runs from July 1st to June 30th. And currently, we have over 150 members.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Oh, it's excellent.
That's really good.
But we can always add more.
So what exactly does the membership get somebody into the Friends?
The membership basically is a donation into the Friends. It's a $10 donation. But also, most of the members help us with activities, events, fundraising, fun things to do, whatever. They're very good about volunteering. Our board itself consists of 7 dedicated individuals.
Do you want to name them off? Feel free to.
No, that's okay.
Okay. Okay.
We meet every second Thursday of the month at 1 o'clock at the center. The meetings are open. Anybody can attend. You would like me to read the...
Well, why not?
Sure. Okay. Here we go for a plug. Catherine Cahill is the president. The vice president is Judith Ruprecht, and me, Chris Bevelero, I'm the treasurer, and we currently have a vacancy for a clerk position we're hoping to fill very shortly. And Mary Booten is a director and our news editor, and Fran Caldaro, our shop person, and Shelley Loring. Those are our board. We publish a newsletter monthly. Mary does the newsletter,
okay,
and that is incorporated in part of the anchor.
Okay.
You can also find it in the center, and I believe in the library also. There's mm-hmm. some extra mm-hmm. copies, and basically it talks about what have we been doing, how are we spending the money, what are the donations, how profitable has been the fundraising, and what's on the agenda for the future.
And you guys actually host a tea?
Oh, yes. We've been doing the tea for about 3 years now, monthly. And we have a themed tea. It's not really a high tea, so to speak. So it's really a themed tea.
It's not like a green tea or a lemon tea?
No. But we really have quite a variety of teas.
You would
always find your favorite tea.
Ooh.
And Mary and myself host it. And we bake a lot of goodies. And plus the board or other people in the group participate. We're limited because we're the bakers, so we're limited to about 40 people, including the workers. But it's every month, and it's the fourth Thursday of the month. And this will be the first year. We're not going to do it in December, January, and February.
Well, it's probably a really good reason for that.
Yeah. We found ourselves with a lot of extra food and
last year, all that snow that we got. So I don't blame you.
Yeah, so we thought we'd take those months off.
Smart move.
You know, maybe people can stay in the house and stay protected. We also have our own website, and that
is
a work in progress. And it is kcoafriends.com. And you can check that out. We also can be contacted through our email, and that would be Kingston Council of Aging, so it's kcoafriends@gmail.com.
Now, you had mentioned that what the Friends tried to do, you guys try to put together events, fun things to do.
Yes.
Give an idea of some of the fun things, some of the things that you guys do.
All right. We have 2 big events coming up very shortly. The first will be Thanksgiving. And for Thanksgiving, the Friends sponsor the whole Thanksgiving meal, the turkey and all the fixings, and we sort of have like a Thanksgiving party. We have 140 people that come, and we've asked the fire department to help serve, so it should be a really fun event.
Sure.
This is free to the seniors, so they have a great meal. And then the second event we're planning right now is the Christmas lunch. And the Christmas lunch is, it's a combination of, we have like Santa on board, and we have a give a gift, get a gift, and everybody comes and gives Santa a hug. And we have a great roast beef lunch cooked, prepared right here at the center. And we have prizes. We do all kinds of gifts. There's donations, plus the friends purchase things, and we have free raffles. So everybody goes home with something, just a spirit of the fun. And one other event, I have to put a plug in.
Please do. You have time.
We're having our very first Christmas fair, and it is Thursday, and it's December 3rd, and it will be from 9 to 3 o'clock. And we're going to have many of the crafts that the center has already created. We're going to do a table with jewelry that's been gently worn or brand new, an elephant table, or, you know, glassware, plates, all kinds of treasures. And right in the middle will be a bakery table with all fresh bakery items.
Oh, my.
And so we're looking forward to that. We're going to have a bag lunch that day with a sandwich, chips, and a cookie. $2 for anybody who comes in, anybody that's here for their lunch.
I think it's important to say that it's open to everyone. So if you're a member of the public and you want to come and poke around, feel free to do so. We also have their shop, the Friends shop, that's open daily, which everything is under $5. So that's another way to get cute little things that people have wanted to get rid of for cheap money.
Well, let me just say that many of our seniors are in the process of downsizing, so you can certainly get quite a few treasures and bump into some very valuable things or just fun things. And we are constantly accepting new items, so if anybody is downsizing at home, please come find us.
Anything in closing, Chris, or Chris Favolaro from the Friends of the Kingston Council on Aging?
Well, just come visit us at the center. Come talk to us. Come volunteer. If you find yourself a new retiree, I can fill your days.
Really? Well, we want to thank you, and we want to thank the Friends. The Friends have made us being here very possible, and we're very grateful here, Monday Night Talk in 95.9 WATD. For this to happen, and who knows, maybe it's something we can have happen on a semi-regular basis, depending on the overwhelming response from the folks who are tuned in.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Tammy.
Thanks for the opportunity.
So what we're going to do now is we will step aside for a moment, and when we come back, myself, Tammy, and Joe will speak with Elaine Fiore, and we'll have more Monday Night Talks. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to 95.9 WATD.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.